I thank you, Madam Chair, and I wish a good morning to everyone. My questions for this morning is on paragraphs 15, 17, and 22. I'll now proceed to my questions on paragraph 15, elimination of slavery, servitude, and trafficking in persons. The information provided by the state party in regard to measures taken towards preventing and combating trafficking in persons, both in its periodic report and in its replies to the list of issues, is well noted and commendable. However, it appears that the information provided focuses largely on legal and institutional measures taken, but lacks clarity on how, in fact, these measures have achieved their intended purpose in concrete terms by way of preventing and reducing human trafficking in the state party. Reports before the committee indicate that the state party is the source and destination country for women, men, and children who are subjected to sex trafficking and forced labor in the interior of the country, particularly women and girls from Brazil, Cuba, Dominican Republic, Haiti, and Venezuela. Can the state party therefore please provide information on measures taken to continue its efforts to develop and implement a robust and comprehensive anti-trafficking strategy as reflected in the adoption of the National Strategy to Combat Human Trafficking in April 2014, steps taken to provide enhanced training to law enforcement, immigration, and judicial officials to better identify and protect victims of trafficking and persons with international protection needs who may also be victims of trafficking, steps taken to provide victims of trafficking with legal alternatives to deportation. Can you also please provide statistical data on the number of trafficking victims identified, including screening for trafficking indicators among vulnerable populations, such as those involved in commercial sex trafficking of migrants, as well as the number of trafficking victims who have been referred to appropriate services, such as provision of shelters, medical services, and the like. Also provide specific data on the number of cases lodged in courts, investigations initiated, and of persons prosecuted for trafficking crimes and convictions made, including whether victims of trafficking have been provided with adequate remedies, such as compensation. Going to my questions on paragraph 17 on treatment of aliens, which will focus on the issue of statelessness. In its periodic report, the State Party mentions that every birth in Suriname territory is required to be declared and registered with the civil registrar within a specific time frame, irrespective of status of the person, which is well noted. However, reports before the committee indicate that there are still certain barriers to accessing birth registration in the state party, including the problem of affordability as well as lack of clear policies and laws to ensure that procedures for accessing registration of birth are easy and understandable to all persons, especially to those who are unable to speak the national language. For instance, reports indicate that there are some cases of children born to Venezuelan and Cuban parents that had practical barriers to access birth registration, legal identity, and/or nationality documentation in the state party. Can the state party therefore please clarify what measure it intends to take to ensure that there are no unnecessary barriers to accessing birth registration, and in circumstances where a person may be stateless, they can enjoy the same rights and treatment as nationals? Can the state party also please clarify whether it intends to establish a statelessness determination procedure and to implement policies and legislation that ensure that such procedures for access and registration of birth are easy and accessible? And finally, can the state party also inform the committee whether it intends to strengthen its legislative framework on statelessness by acceding to the 1954 Convention relating to the status of stateless persons and the 1961 Convention on the Reduction of Statelessness in order to better fulfill its obligations under Articles 2 and 24 of the Covenant? Going to my questions on paragraph 22, rights of the child. You mentioned in your periodic report that there is no specific legislation prohibiting corporal punishment in the state party, although there are certain provisions in the penal code and the law on domestic violence to address this. You also underlined the need to have a specific law prohibiting corporal punishment in the state party, and that the state party is formulating a specific legislation to this effect in collaboration with civil society. Can the state party therefore please provide information on the contents of this law and whether it intends to adopt legislation to exclude all forms of corporal punishment in all settings? You mentioned in your reply to the list of issues the various measures that the state party has taken to prevent and address child abuse, including sexual abuse, such as awareness-raising programs on the issue among various sectors of the society, establishing child protection hotlines to identify cases of sexual abuse with local communities, the adoption of a Children National Action Plan, and the formulation of a bill on foster care, among others, which is well noted and appreciated. However, reports indicate that children in the state party still suffer a high rate of physical and mental abuse, and according to one recent report, 88% of children ages 2 to 14 suffered either physical and mental abuse, while an estimated 70,000 children encountered some form of abuse each year, and only 400 cases were reported. In view of such concerning reports, what measures does the state party plan to take to ensure that these acts are effectively investigated, that perpetrators are prosecuted and sanctioned, and that child victims have access to adequate remedies, including specialized care? With this, I end my question, and I look forward to your replies. I thank you.